This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he would ban popular video app TikTok by September 15th unless U.S. company Microsoft acquires it before then. The Republican president said last week that he would ban the app, which is owned by Chinese company ByteDance, because of security concerns. Trump said Monday he would not mind if Microsoft Corporation acquired the app, but that the purchase would have to be completed by September 15th. In a statement, Microsoft confirmed that its CEO had met with Trump and was committed to acquiring the company by the stated deadline. The statement said Microsoft looks forward to continuing dialogue with the U.S. government, including the president. Spain's former monarch Juan Carlos I says he's leaving Spain to live in another country amid a financial scandal. The royal family's website on Monday published a letter from Juan Carlos to his son, King Felipe VI, saying, "I am informing you of my considered decision to move during this period out of Spain." Spain's prime minister recently said he found developments about Juan Carlos that include investigations in Spain and Switzerland disturbing. Since Spain's Supreme Court opened its probe earlier this year, Spanish media outlets have published damaging testimony from a separate Swiss investigation into millions of euros and or euros allegedly given to Juan Carlos by Saudi Arabia's late King Abdullah. Irish politician and Nobel Peace Prize winner John Hume has died at age 83. That's according to his family on Monday. Hume is best known for fashioning an agreement to end violence in his native Northern Ireland. Hume shared the 1998 Nobel Prize with David Trimble, the first minister of Northern Ireland at the time, for their roles securing the 1998 Good Friday peace agreement. This is VOA News. A U.S.-funded global internet freedom group says it has had to sharply curtail its work in a new funding dispute with the U.S. Agency for Global Media, that's the parent agency of Voice of America. Laura Cunningham, the acting chief executive of the Washington-based Open Technology Fund, has accused the agency and its leader, Michael Pack, of withholding $20 million in congressionally approved funds intended to promote internet access throughout the world, especially in such authoritarian countries as China and Iran. She said that as a result, the Open Technology Fund is being forced to halt 49 of its 60 internet freedom projects that assist human rights and pro-democracy advocates in about 200 countries. The Open Technology Fund is one of several government-funded global media entities, including Voice of America, that are overseen by PAC as chief executive of USAGM. He assumed control of the agency in June after a protracted fight in Congress over his appointment by President Donald Trump. PAC offered no immediate comment to VOA about Cunningham's email. Heavily armed men killed a crime journalist and his police bodyguard in the southern Mexican state of Guerrero on Sunday. Around 1 a.m., gunmen entered a restaurant in Iguala where Pablo Morogares and his bodyguard were dining. They opened fire, according to police reports. Morogares ran the online news site PM Noticias, which reports on crime and police activity. The Guerrero State Human Rights Commission condemned the murder and called for an immediate investigation to identify and capture the killers. According to Reporters Without Borders, a nonprofit organization which protects freedom of information, three other journalists have been killed in Mexico this year. Morogares had been placed under police protection after he and his wife escaped an assassination attempt in 2016. 10 journalists were murdered in Mexico last year, also according to Reporters Without Borders. Since 2000, more than 100 journalists have been killed in Mexico, and only a fraction of those responsible for the crimes have been convicted. In Western Africa, the Gambian government says three of its ministers have tested positive for COVID-19. The State House of Gambia says the country's finance minister, the petroleum and energy minister, and the agriculture minister have all tested positive for the virus. The Gambian president, President Adamo Barrow, announced last week he plans to self-isolate after his vice president tested positive for the virus. Gambia has recorded 498 cases of COVID-19 so far, and 9 deaths. The country's population is about 2 million. Gambia's air and land borders have been closed since March. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.